I'm deaf. I am deaf right now.
Well, it could be worse. You go to a Chili Peppers show, you might be naked. At least they might be. Chili Peppers coming to Central Arkansas. Not this week, not next week, but the week after. I have tickets for you if you can win Dead or Alive Trivia. So get on the horn if you want. 433-1037. 1-800-477-1037. Pat says best of four. Dead or Alive Trivia. And by best of four, I mean you have to get four for four. All you got to do is hit for the cycle. If you hit for the cycle, you're taking home some Red Hot Chili Pepper tickets. Kaboom.
Sounds pretty easy.
Speaking of hitting for the cycle, one of the greatest baseball players ever to turn to basketball for his happiness, Steve Shields, in the house. Thanks again to our friends at the Arkansas State Fair yesterday. Had a great time out there. It was a beautiful time to be out there, beautiful day to be out there. We appreciate them. We talked about a number of things. And Mary came by and told us about the Professional Bull Riders Tour, which is coming to the Arkansas State Fair for two nights of riding in the rock. Make plans now to attend exciting PBR performances. October 19th and 20th, it's 7:30 at Barton Coliseum. Go to ArkansasStateFair.com for ticket information or visit your local bumper-to-bumper store, Shields, for special $3 off coupons. And in this environment, we need to save where we can. PBR tickets include State Fair gate admission if they are purchased in advance, as we told you yesterday. So let's go riding, rocking, and live stalking at the Arkansas State Fair. It's all presented by the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas and Landers and Benton, our good friends, and also sponsored by Coleman Dairy, Bumper to Bumper, AC, Delco, and Hardee's.
I feel like an old person right now. He just blew out my eardrums.
Are you?
But they got their money's worth.
Yeah. Are you riding the first bull?
Yes, actually. I do that quite often.
You know what? He's more of a sloppy seconds guy. You want to ride the bull that a couple other guys have been on already.
I want Bradley to open up the bull riding.
Mm.
Didn't Hogan do that?
I don't know about
way
that.
Way back?
A bull ride?
Hogan used to do all kinds of sick stuff. He's got problems.
No, because Hogan
know about
broke
that.
His wrist or something doing it.
That may have been when he got in a fight with Jerry Quarry, whoever he fought.
Yeah, Cooney,
he's had a lot
Quarry,
of
Jerry what? Cooney?
He's had
he
a
fought
lot,
Cooney?
I think he fought Jerry Quarry, but he's had a lot of injuries above the shoulders, as they say.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Who's
Agri, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Doing well.
Good to see you. You ready for
Bradley,
the...
Bradley, you doing good?
Oh, coach. Couldn't be better. Good to see you.
You guys start practice Friday?
Here.
We do.
Yes. And then we got...
Open up Friday. Big night tomorrow night.
Spectacular.
Spectacular. 6:30 tomorrow night at the Jack Stevens Center.
You have some unbelievable auction items. What you don't have is tickets to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But you got everything else.
We don't.
We have tickets to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, so we're going to give them away right now.
Good.
You cool with it?
Yeah,
want them?
Let's do it.
Coach, if you
want
them
right now, forget about it.
Yeah, yeah. Here. We're not giving them away.
You're busy.
Here you go. Who's your favorite chili pepper?
What night is? Well, I don't know.
Exactly.
We're not giving away chili peppers. We're giving away Red Hot Chili Pepper.
He's a ghost chili guy. He likes the super hot.
What night are the Red Hot Chili Peppers here?
They are.
Coach, you're going to be busy.
Two weeks from tomorrow. I'm going to be out of town. Otherwise, I was going to go myself.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah. You probably have practice or something.
Yeah. I think you guys got practice.
You better spend as much time at home as you can in the meantime, because pretty soon you're going to be gone full time.
We got a lot of work to do.
Let me get these tickets away quick, and then we're going to talk about spectacular.
Let's do it. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Are they kicking, or have they kicked the bucket? It's time to play Dead or Alive Trivia.
And let me do it with a little bit of chili pepper flavor. You know, the Ohio Players are coming to the State Fair.
Are they?
And one of their songs, Love Roller Coaster, you like the old school version.
That's right.
But was covered by none other than the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
That's right. True story.
Is that one of your favorites, the Ohio Players? Got to be one of your favorites all time.
Oh, yeah.
Pat
For
Bradley,
sure.
You go out of your way, you try as hard as you want, but you ain't going to find a guy funkier than funky Steve Shields. Say what?
That's what you guys did in college? No, you don't sing along with him.
He's the funkiest. Don't. Say what? You know, we should do this for birthday trivia. I mean, for Christmas karaoke, rather. What do you think? I know all the words.
I'll meet you on stage. How about that, big guy?
You sing all the Love Roller Coaster parts, and I'll just chime in with, say what?
Are y'all doing something?
We have to at gunpoint, usually.
I'm not in it this year, Coach.
Oh, you
I mean, the level of competition, you,
me and
Tommy Smith, I can never compete.
I'd rather shoot a free throw for the future of the free world than sing on stage in front of people. True story. David's in Little Rock. David's up first with a chance to win tickets to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. David?
Let's do it.
Can you name me one Chili Peppers song? I just want to make sure we're getting a real fan here.
Aeroplane.
Fine. Good. Sold. Here's how this is going to work. I'm going to give you four names. You tell me if they're dead or alive. If you're correct on all four, you take home the tickets. It's quite simple, this concept.
Oh, I thought he just won the tickets.
No. It's called Red Dead Trivia. Red
David,
Dead
I'm
Trivia.
For you. I Coach, think you win them. What?
Any monkey can call a radio show.
I like the way you think, Coach Shields.
Well,
like
he named a song. You ask him a question.
That wasn't the contest, Coach. Any monkey can call a show and name a song. I need a guy who's talented enough to tell me whether they're dead or alive. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sally Ride, the first female astronaut.
Got me in
there. I guess they'd be an astronaut. Dead or alive?
Alive.
She's actually dead, sadly enough. And so you see how quickly he lost, Coach? There it was for the taking. And then
try. Psh,
no, he's out. You have to go four for four.
Four in a row.
You got to hit for the cycle, Coach. Got to hit for the cycle. Hey, wow. You know what?
I tell you what, we may be here till 1 o'clock.
Here's to hoping, Coach. Well, here's to hoping.
I mean, here's the thing I know for sure. We won't be here after 1 o'clock, no matter what happens. I know that for a fact. Ronnie.
Hey.
You want to win?
Yeah, I'll try to win.
All you got to do is qualify for the contest is to name me a Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Oh, my gosh. And I know. I just saw him inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Okay. You know what? I'll give you that. The fact that you know that, I'm good with it.
Okay.
All right. Phyllis Diller, dead or alive?
Phyllis Diller. I think she's probably dead.
She probably is dead. God bless her.
When did she die?
95 is when she died. She died in August, actually. She died at the age of 95. Huh. She never looked
sad.
Bad.
He's got one.
What about Sievert Koop, the former Attorney General? No, not Attorney General. The former Surgeon General, rather, of these United States.
He's alive.
He is actually alive at this hour. You're halfway home, buddy.
That's two.
Don't screw it up now. What about Doc Severinsen, trumpet playing lead man in the band from The Tonight Show from back in the day? Dead or alive?
Dead.
He's actually alive. I'm sorry.
Damn, I thought that sucker was gone.
I know it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You were hoping he was gone.
I know it.
You
somebody kill Doc Severinsen quick so he can win. Jason.
If you guessed wrong, whoever dies within the hour will still give you tickets.
You know what? Good point, Pat. Fair enough.
So if you could track them down.
If any of these alive people die within the hour, you win. You ready?
Ready.
The Raging Bull, Jake LaMotta, dead or alive?
Jake
LaMotta.
Dead.
He is, in fact,
he'll
alive.
He'll never die. He has a trick question.
Alive. Cook my steak? You want to give me a hot time about cooking my steak? Oh, I love it. Crazy. De Niro was awesome in that movie. Doug.
Yeah.
Are you dead or alive?
Man, I'm alive.
Okay, well, there you go. One for one. Very good. No, I'm just kidding. Here we go. Ernest Borgnine. The ugly and talented Ernest Borgnine.
Is he dead?
He is dead. Is that a question or an answer?
An old name.
Dead.
Boy.
That's one for one.
Two
no,
for two.
He does not get the one for himself,
he
Coach.
He got the first one. Right.
That was him, Coach. Doesn't count. Tommy Lasorda.
He's alive.
Yes. You and Tommy Lasorda. I hate Tommy Lasorda.
See, I thought he died.
No, he's alive. What about former, I think he was a Baltimore Colt defensive lineman, Art Donovan. He's in all those old NFL films.
Yeah. Bird haired guy. Yeah.
50-50 shot hit, Doug.
Yeah, they're all 50-50 shots, Pat. You make a valid point. This is more like a 70-30. Dead or alive?
He's dead.
He's actually alive. I'm sorry.
Ah,
dang it, man.
Doug, I
Shields,
told
you might be honest. We might be here until 1 o'clock tomorrow if we were to actually try to get a win. Reasonable Dougie. Thought. One of my all-time favorite callers. Come on, buddy.
Let's do this.
You ready? The Reverend Sun Myung Moon. Dead or alive?
Dead.
Very good. He is dead as a doornail. God rest his soul. What about Henry Hill, the man behind Goodfellas, the real person, the true gangsta?
If I'm not mistaken, he just passed.
He did just pass at the age of 69. Two for two.
Two for two. Let's do this.
Two for two. Now all you can do is go two for two again.
Knows his stuff.
How about the famous cartoonist, Stan Lee?
He is alive.
He is alive. Three for three, Coach. Very good, David Basil impression. And last but not least, the television husband of Wheezy, Sherman Helmsley.
Well, Red Hot Chili Peppers will see you. He is dead. I'm a dad, 'cause
I'm a double dipper. Boom! We have a winner!
I would like to thank my mother for throwing my cassette tapes to Red Hot Chili Peppers. And having to go buy another single when I was 12, 13, and 14.
Your mother was trying to keep it from being a warped young man, reasonable thought.
I would like to thank my teachers for kicking me out of class for wearing the T-shirt.
Yes. True fan.
And also, I would like to just thank my wife for just telling me I'm immature for still listening to them.
Immature for listening to...
Well, you know what? Reasonable thought. Just for that, I think you should take somebody not your wife to the concert.
I'll take her. She'll love it.
Okay. You can guarantee that's one of those shows you definitely want to see. Huh? Well, hey, congratulations. Good work. Good work.
Good listening to you.
Appreciate you, man. Hang on. Reasonable thought is our Red Hot Chili Peppers winner. We're going to do another edition of Dead or Alive Trivia next Wednesday. It'll be lots of fun. Come on in. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Hey, there's a little boy toy. Chris Kane, Coach Shields.
Katie Kane.
Yep. You know, the other day they were playing in a scramble, and they called me and rubbed it in about how their new little boy toy was with them. It was Shields, and it was Chris Peterson. They were out there playing with their new... They traded me in for a new model. That's fine. Look, I know I'm almost 40 now. That's fine. You just kick me out. Bring on in the new guy.
Out of here. Done.
Sam and Mikey, I apologize. You guys will not have an opportunity to win Dead or Alive trivia, but call back next week. We'll have a shot at it. Chris Kane, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm just...
What's the word?
Tired. The bird is the word, man.
Are you bringing us some good news or something? Are you bearing a...
He's got some paperwork. He is our new sideline / color analyst superstar.
You know, like he's new fill-in guy, and I'm the new guy for golf
That's
scrambles.
Right.
Well, I'm the fill-in here every now and then, and it's a lot of fun.
When his contract runs out, Shields, I'm going to make him and RJ Hawk the only two faces fit for TV that are on exclusively on radio.
I feel honored.
What do you think?
What do you think, Coach?
Good move.
Be the
good
best
move.
Looking
good
sports move. Talk show in the history of mankind.
That you would never see.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. What's going on here? You guys doing all right?
The boy toy show. Hey,
yeah. We're doing it, Chris Kane.
Bradley, how about my man's hours here?
I
learned through
early
playing
bird.
Golf. I mean, up at 2:30 every morning.
He doesn't get up in the morning. He gets up in the middle of the night.
That's true.
I mean,
that's the middle of the night, Shields.
I see people on the road, and I wonder, what the heck are they doing up this
early?
Well, this
Pat's going back to his apartment. What do you think?
Settle down.
Hey, 2:30. You just made it.
You know, you guys really
Bradley's
disappoint
just
me.
Getting started.
You guys disappoint me. You guys have no creativity. How long are you going to continue to use those kinds of comments?
Over and over.
At least till tomorrow.
I think it's not even.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, sometimes we need a late night Wendy's run, right? I mean, it is what it is. We get hungry.
Close at 1 a.m.
Okay, well.
So 2:30, unless you're hanging out in that parking lot.
Luckily,
I don't know what
they serve
in
breakfast
that
early because I could use some.
See, that's where it's an advantage to pitch their product because you, my friend, have the key and you can get in there whenever you need to.
No, I don't think they do that.
So, Steve Shields, what's your role tomorrow night, and do you have your little boy toy coming out to help out or not?
He'll be there.
Yeah, Pat Bradley will be there.
Everybody will be there.
I'm not going to be
Great
there.
Great night.
I have a conflict. You guys keep scheduling on Thursdays in the fall, and I'm busy with another coach in Conway. But you know, I love you. Big fan. So
you're not everybody.
You
then.
Will not be there tomorrow night.
All the cool people will be there.
That's right.
So
great event.
What is your
night,
role? What do you do?
I will be out front with Joe Foley.
Doing what?
Looking pretty.
Meeting people as they come in.
Okay. Shaking hands.
Foe?
Me and Foley.
Oh wow.
Kissing hands.
Oh wow.
Kissing hands and shaking babies.
That'll be a lot of fun.
What could go wrong?
It'll be a good night though. We've got a lot of good auction items.
Give some unbelievable auction items.
Can you get tickets right there to do it too? Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pat and I want to split. We're going to go in together on the road trip with you over to Memphis.
Let's go.
I'm in.
Yeah, let's go. Bradley, now what's your role tomorrow night?
Whatever Andrew tells me to do.
What are you?
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. Which could mean.
I think he's an auction spotter. Who's your auctioneer or your MC and or?
Ray Tuck is going to be handling the introduction. Then I think you turn it over to Coach Peterson, or are you getting up and speaking? I believe that's how it is.
No, I don't think I am.
And then me and Phil Elson. No, you're going to be speaking.
Not that
you don't
know
yet.
Just
but you better have something ready.
Hey,
just wing it.
Yeah,
wing
that's right. Hey, recognizing, honoring Jack Kinnaman.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Longtime supporter of UAR Athletics and been a great friend of ours and still a huge fan and season ticket holder.
Can I make a suggestion for next year?
Please.
Ed David. No UALR fan's been thrown out of more games than Ed David. I think I strongly suggest we get, plus, he almost got in a fight with an ASU fan a couple years ago. I think he definitely should be in next
that
year.
That adds to credibility, for sure.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to tangle with a – he's a Cajun fella.
Oh, really?
He's not to be trifled
That's
with.
Scary.
Yeah.
Bayou people, man.
He grew up in
scary.
Like 6th Ward, 7th Ward, one of those wards down there. He's not to be messed with.
Any ward is pretty scary.
Yeah. Andre Ward, you don't mess with him either.
No, don't touch him.
So, clients come up with a few excellent deals, too, I guess. You get like a Larry Bird signed
without a doubt.
Jersey or something.
He and Dana are having something at their house.
I went in on that, too. Pat, let's split both those.
What's that, buddy?
I think
dinner at the at Klein's house and road trip with Shields.
I don't know, buddy.
Shooting lessons from Foley. You got the triumvirate of goodness.
He can't handle that. He can't handle that action. But no, I just got information. Me and Phil Elson are actually going to be doing a live auction. And you're going to be helping.
Oh, okay, good.
You're going to be helping out, Coach.
I am. Okay.
Hope you're ready to do that.
Good. You bet.
You know what would be great is the Joe Foley workout tape. Joe Foley's workout tape is all the defensive drills that he does in a day, but that's your workout. So you're doing like slide drill and all that stuff. Just, I hate that.
There you go.
Huh?
That's another good one. Is that one on there?
Write that down.
Is that there? Yeah.
No, beats the crap out of spin class. I can tell you that much.
You know what it is here is the Windy City Getaway.
Windy
so you got to hop onto
getaway.
This one. I don't know what you're doing.
Chicago? You mean to be your Midwest?
Trip for two to Chicago.
Yeah.
Your Midwest recruiting coordinator.
You get to sit in the Chicago Bulls general manager's seats.
Dude.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Gar Foreman.
They're actually playing the Grizzlies.
Gar Foreman's a big fella.
That's a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, he was kind enough to.
What is he, 6'7"? 6'8"? He's a big dude, right?
No, he's not that big.
Autographed Michael Jordan basketball.
Thinking about, no. You're thinking about
Bill Cartwright.
Gar Hurd.
Maybe that's
played.
It. Okay.
He's not thinking of Gar Hurd.
Aren't you?
Maybe. I mean, there's only two guys named Gar in the whole world, I think.
I know.
It's one of the two of them.
Gar Foreman used to be an assistant at New Mexico State way back, and then he went with Tim Floyd, and he was at Iowa State.
That's
and
why
came
I know him.
To the Bulls with Floyd.
I was in school when he was an assistant.
What about this one? South Beach Retreat.
I'm in.
You get to go to Boca.
Yeah.
That's right. It's down there. Miami.
You know there's no place to stay in all of Del Boca Vista?
No. This is Boca Raton.
Oh, okay. Also,
hey, I'm telling you,
FAU
though, Pat,
and FIU
I mean,
trip.
Those are in airfares included. I mean, there's some great packages there.
What's
I mean,
the,
you think about what? Yeah. What do we have? 11?
What's the value on the Chicago trip? Because I would love to. I haven't been to a Bulls game in the new stadium. The last time I went to a Bulls
Prices.
Game, last time I went to a Bulls game, Coach, they were at Chicago Stadium.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
And Jordan was still playing.
Now hold on. I bet Klein was playing. 98.
I went in. No, I saw the 93 team that won the title when they beat Phoenix.
Well, there's no
Joe,
way you're going to be able
son,
to
think,
afford this. So, you might want to.
How much is it?
How many live auction items?
What you have to start at like $5,000.
Bradley,
we have 10 auction
already.
Items. But then there's going to be a raffle, and then there's going to be a special something new this year, something special this year that's going to be unveiled.
Okay.
Of course, there's a Thunderstruck. Trip to Oklahoma City.
Did you see their new unis?
VIP treatment, meet and greet for the game.
Just pass me right over there.
Who's new unis?
What?
The Thunder's new uniforms.
I haven't seen the Thunder's new
uniforms. I saw a picture of them that was leaked online. They are hideous.
Really?
They look like practice jerseys.
What
I'm like,
color?
They cannot. They're like, it's not the color scheme. It's like, it's got a strip down the left side of their. Is that your left?
No, that's your left. Yeah, that's your right. My left.
Your left.
Yeah.
The,
keep going.
The right side of the player's chest.
Help him.
He's getting old.
It says Thunder. It's like a strip, and it's like it's horizontal.
Done. You may say, well, you know what? What about football?
Dog leg left, dog leg right. That's why you can't play golf
with
him
that's
anymore.
I
don't even know which way.
It's the right side of his chest. It's a vertical Thunder down the on a strip. It looks stupid. Maybe it's just a practice jersey. I hope it's not a game jersey, but the report I saw said leaked photo of game jerseys. I'm like,
really?
Awful.
Leaked photo. What about Dallas Cowboys divisional game? Philly?
That's a Sunday night game.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
December 2nd.
I thought you were talking about playoff game. I'm like,
No. That's just within
the
division.
It's
still a game within the division.
It's still early.
It's possible. Yeah, I mean, they
VIP
could,
status.
Technically,
the Jaguars are still in the playoffs.
I mean, they
everyone
could,
is.
They could trade for Aaron Rodgers before the season's
everyone
over. You never know.
Everyone is in
you
the playoffs.
You think
still.
About with that. I mean, isn't there a tour of Cowboys Stadium?
Yeah, you get the whole tour VIP
personal,
style.
Coach Shields.
Rental
you,
car.
Did you grow up as a Cowboys fan?
Huge Cowboys fan.
Really?
Really.
I mean, yes.
Did you play football ever at any point in your life?
Yeah, I played high school football all the way through my senior
year. What'd you play?
Quarterback.
Really? Did you really?
Yep.
So you played football, basketball, and golf in high school?
No, I played football, basketball, and baseball in high school. No,
you didn't play golf?
You didn't play golf?
So you didn't play golf in high school, and you're still that much better than me?
Wait, but you played on the side. No, you just didn't play for the team. Yeah, okay.
We didn't have.
I was about to say, he just picked it up in college?
No. I mean, I played.
You know the hand-eye coordination of this guy?
It's unbelievable.
It's almost as good as Ted Williams. Which was the best in the world.
The good news is your head's still attached.
You see this guy fly fish? It's unreal. He can do it all.
Are you a Mavericks fan? Who's your NBA
am,
team?
Yeah.
Oh, so you going to stick around for birthday
Blackman,
trivia?
Mavericks, Cowboys, Rangers?
Mark Aguirre.
Which one? Aguirre or Maguire? You like Aguirre?
Aguirre.
What a great post.
Steroid guy or
Davis?
Steroid guy or DePaul guy? Which one? Aguirre.
Who would you model your basketball game
after? Adrian Dantley. He's more of an Adrian Dantley guy.
I could see you being a tough little punk guy like a Stockton. Look at those hands, big hands.
Just because he wears short shorts doesn't mean he's Stockton.
He looks good in short shorts.
I love Brad Davis.
Brad Davis, huh?
I did. You know, he played for the Mavericks way back.
Yeah.
Chris probably too young to remember.
Oh, you know.
Look.
Google helps.
you guys over there, UA Larkins.
Oh, it's old guys.
You guys can school up your little boy toy in good time. Look, hey, nobody brings you here for the conversation, pretty face. Just sit over there and be quiet.
I'm trying to help the people. Just smile, right?
Yes.
Just smile.
Well, Coach, we'll get back to, because there's a few more items on there that people need to get out. I don't know how you guys pull it off. It's seriously some of the best items of any live auction I've ever seen.